Hello.
Hello.
Hi.
Hey.
Welcome to episode 10 of Once Upon a Captain Swan.
Double digits.
Oh my days.
Today we are keeping it real simple and we are going to do our next throwback rewatch of our listener voted Captain Swan movie, the season 3 finale, Snowdrifts and There's No Place Like Home.
Yes.
AKA like the best finale.
The best
Ever.
episodes
Best episode
ever,
ever.
aka the episodes that should have been the 100th episode.
Right.
For
Yes.
real. Let's be real.
Let's be real.
right, today with me, we have 7 out of the 8 of us. We have no Jenna today from the UK, unfortunately.
Oh.
Oh.
But I'm gonna go around, say your name, and also tell me what you're drinking today, because we're also all drinking during this rewatch. So,
It's a drunk cast.
JMO,
Yeah.
what are you drinking?
I've got a huge, almost full bottle of butterscotch schnapps, and it's
Nice.
delicious.
Gabby, what do you have?
Hey, I'm drinking my go-to drink, Jack Daniel's whiskey.
Woo!
Yes.
Kim, what do you have?
Well, I started with vodka in my coffee this morning. Does that count?
Yes,
Yes,
totally.
absolutely.
So I had vodka in my coffee, and I am now rocking some Stella Rosa red wine.
Nice,
Ooh,
fancy.
fancy.
In a
Lindsay.
plastic cup, so not that fancy.
Lindsay, what do you got?
So I've polished up a bottle of wine, and now I am drinking Captain Morgan Ahoy.
She's drinking my rum.
Yes.
It's my rum. I made
It's got her name on
Yes,
it.
it does. Stamp of approval.
Rachel.
I am drinking some Pinnacle vanilla, or no, whipped cream flavored vodka. I don't know. It's vodka and Coke, and it tastes like vanilla Coke, so I'm like, yeah.
Justine, what you got?
I have straight up Fireball because
Because she's a
I've just
champ.
recently graduated college, and so I'm super cheap, and I need whatever will get me the drunkest the quickest.
There you go.
Love
Also, I like cinnamon, so fight me.
it. Should put that in your hot chocolate.
There you go.
Oh.
I usually go with the Jack Daniels in my hot chocolate. I'm a
Whoop,
whiskey hot
whoop.
chocolate.
I would have
I
like
put
hot chocolate
job.
or something with
But
it, except it's like
yeah.
80 degrees outside right now.
I
What are
love
you
how.
drinking, Sarah?
I'm double fisting it. I've got
Yes.
shots of mango rum with mango limaritas.
Ooh.
That
We got
sounds
all the
cool.
mango.
Is there a theme going on there?
I mean, it's also really hot here, so I'm just kind of keeping it tropical and beachy. I do live at the
Touche.
beach, so.
Touche.
Yeah, how hot is it, Sarah?
Oh, so hot.
It's
It's
about
about
to
to get
get
real
even
hot.
hotter.
Oh,
Yeah, I
yes.
was gonna say it's about to get a little hotter in here. It is
Get it hot
12:30
in
and it is
here.
99 degrees outside, so
Oh,
I'm
duh.
gonna stay
Gross.
right.
Okay, so before we start this episode and things start getting cray, we
Yes.
have two emails that we're gonna read first
While we're
with some
sober.
thoughts. Exactly, with
Yeah.
some thoughts
Sober.
on the
Questionable.
episode.
Well, speak for yourself about the sober part.
Questionable.
Sober-ish.
Ish.
So, two of our favorite listeners emailed us some thoughts on the season 3 finale, and I do want to read them because, of course, they're always awesome and very well written. So, Joy emailed us, and this is what he had to say
Yay.
about the finale. He says, "It was truly a game changer for our beloved couple. I liked it more than season 1, which was already amazing. But Emma and Killian's adventure to the alternate universe was so much fun. The best part was probably present time Killian being jealous of past Killian. He even punched himself, ha ha ha. Emma trying to seduce past Killian was icing on the cake. We both know I'm his type, quote unquote, best line ever. Their first ball dance was so good, and their costumes were even better. Emma looked like a princess, heart eyes. Plus, that moment when Emma saw her parents fall in love was great. It was heartbreaking when she watched her mother burn at the stake, but Killian consoling her showed us how much he cared for her and he wanted to share that pain. And last but not least, the epic kiss scene at the end. It was everything I had ever hoped for and then some more. This is the first time I started believing that these two are an endgame couple and that this is the start of an epic journey and that I wasn't wrong. When Killian said he gave up his home, the Jolly Roger, for Emma, that just melted my not so romantic heart. Colin and Jen did a marvelous job this entire episode. Till date, this 2-hour season finale remains one of my all-time favorite episodes of Once Upon a Time.
Yes.
Aww, all of that.
I know, I could not agree more with everything.
Yeah. Right. I mean, he hit the nail on the head there.
I mean, I feel like collectively the Captain Swan group can say that this is the ultimate of all episodes for us.
Yeah.
It really is.
And then Obi's girl emailed us. And she says, so breaking down my favorite moments from the Captain Swan movie, I think about what makes me love the season 3 finale so much, and I think it comes down to Emma's journey. She started out at the beginning of season 3 very pessimistic. She didn't believe in happy endings and couldn't really relate to her parents' lives as real people. In the beginning of the season 3 finale, she felt very disconnected from her parents because she didn't get to have the fairy tale experience that they did. They were just stories to her and they didn't feel real. The trip to the past with Hook, that changed for her because she finally saw her parents as real people. The fact that she got to experience this fairy tale life with Hook, that's bonus points. He helped guide her through her first ball, learning how to waltz, and we got to see everyone that she knows in a new light. As a Captain Swan shipper, of course, it made me immensely happy that CS is now canon. I love how Emma made the choice to seek Hook out when she missed his presence at Granny's diner.
Yes.
True. I think no matter what he was going to say to her outside of Granny's, Emma would have kissed him anyway. Interesting.
Yeah.
But the fact that he admitted to her nonchalantly about giving up the Jolly Roger to come find her, he gave up his home, that's what sealed the deal for her. I love the way that scene was done. It was so perfect. Adam and Eddie could have chosen to show us in flashbacks what really happened on the Jolly Roger, but we saw it in real time, and it was important that we did because we needed to see Emma's expression. She needed to see the lengths that Killian Jones is willing to go for her. Oh.
Yes.
Yeah.
It's hurting my heart right now.
Mm-mm.
I go back to Emma's journey. She goes through this emotional growth each season. First season, it was about falling in love with her son and beginning to open up her feelings to love. Season 2, it was about Emma reconnecting with her parents and also facing her first love, Neil, and learning to deal with the emotional distress from that relationship. I think of Emma in 3A. She's finally confronting her feelings for Neil and realizing she wants to let go and move on. Then I think of 3B as Emma is coming to terms with her feelings for Hook before she finally accepts that she loves him and wants to be with him in the CS movie. She also started out in the finale looking for a home, and by the end of it, she found it, in part because of Killian Jones. Oh, and remember Emma's tagline in those Believe posters? Believe that a lost girl can find her way home. And she did.
Oh!
Nailed it!
Oh my gosh. My heart!
I didn't think of that either!
We're not even super drunk, and I'm already crying.
Right?
Bravo, that was brilliant. Thank you.
Oh my god,
that was brilliant.
She has two questions for us.
Okay.
What was everyone's favorite line, which we can get to as we rewatch the episode? You can all point out that this is your favorite line. And then she wants to know approximately how many times have we all rewatched this episode.
I don't even know.
Yeah, I can't count.
I rewatched it like 4 times the weekend it came out.
Yeah.
And
I
like,
may have watched it like 3 times in the last 4 days.
I mean, I think it's safe to say that we probably watched this more than any other episode, right?
Absolutely. I'm pretty sure we've watched this one most out of any of the episodes.
Yeah.
It's my go-to episode when I'm feeling a bit down.
Yeah,
know,
exactly.
Yeah.
Me too.
I have I rewatch scenes like on YouTube. Like I'll just have them playing in the background if I'm like bored or I just feel like watching something like Captain Swanee, and I'll go here or I'll go to Firebird. So I mean,
two ends of the spectrum right there.
Okay, so those are the team emails that I have. JMO, you have a question from Tumblr.
Yes, and I believe it was also from Obi's girl. What is your favorite memory from watching the CS movie?
So for me. And you can take this question kind of two different ways, but my favorite moment from actually watching it the first time around was that dance scene is really what sealed the deal for me as a Captain Swan shipper. Like, obviously, you know, we saw so much in season 3 that led us all on that path, but that dance, for me, it was like, all right, it was the borderline of I like them to I'm obsessed. That dance made me obsessed. So I will always remember that. Like, that moment when I saw that scene for the first time and I just thought, oh my god, I ship them more than anything in life ever right now.
It's almost like a, okay, this is officially happening now.
Yeah.
Like, let's do this.
Like, I got my ready. My pirate and princess fairy tale moment, and this is it. Look, this is it for
yes.
me.
Yes.
I've got two ends of the spectrum. That pirate princess moment in the ball will always be one of my favorite things in the entire world. But on another, like, smutty end, the bar wedge scene is just beyond perfection. Oh my gosh. Every time I watch it, I just get all the chills.
Mm-hmm.
So for me, I set my alarm, because I live in the UK, and I set my alarm for 2 a.m. so I could, because by then, the East Coast would have watched it. I remember watching it, and I was, like, live tweeting it, and I was getting, like, tweets from, like, my followers, and, like, I made, like, 20 new followers. It was really good, because everyone was just, like, chatting, everything was so positive. And then, obviously, when the kiss happened, I lost my shit. And then, suddenly, Colin tweeted, saying, you know, oh, I can't remember what he said, but I remember tweeting him saying, like, I'm freaking out right now. You know, it's 4 a.m. I'm just like, I can't stop smiling. And he replied saying, like, oh, it's both early and late. And I was just like, he actually noticed me whilst I was freaking out. And then I was like, how could I go to sleep after that? So I was just like, I got up and had like a whiskey because I was just like so buzzed. It was, and that was definitely the point where I was like, this is the fandom I want to be in. I bloody love this. It's
Lindsay,
great.
You're so privileged because, like, he does not respond to a lot of people.
No.
That's why I was freaking out.
I have also gotten a reply from Colin, and I think
what?
It was.
I didn't know this.
I think it was like right after the season finale. And I think I was rewatching it, and I tweeted, I said, does Hook give up buttoning his shirt halfway through because he's one-handed, and that explains the ever-extending V-neck? And I put a little winky face, and he replied, it's tough one-handed. So,
oh my God. That's brilliant.
Because he was live tweeting during the West Coast one.
Yeah.
So
yeah,
it was I replied.
4 a.m.
Yeah, so it was like 12 a.m., like 12-something my time. I don't know. So, yeah, so I also got a tweet during the season finale, and that, yeah.
So, a few days before the finale aired, I had just gotten out of a really, really shitty relationship, and the thing that me and him had in common was we both really loved Once Upon a Time. Like, it would be our thing to, like, watch it together, and, like, he'd watch me, like, freak out and fangirl and, like, silently judge me for it, and I was like, I don't know if I can handle watching it right now. Like, it just, it hurts to watch it.
Aww.
But I was like, you know what? Like, everyone's really excited for it. I want to watch it. Like, I've been looking forward to this for weeks now. Fuck it. I'm going to put on my big girl panties and watch it. And my poor Brazilian roommate had to, like, sit there and watch me watch it because I'm freaking out during, like, the ball scene, the pub scene, when they finally kiss. Like, she's just kind of sitting there, and I'm, like, clawing my face, like, oh, my God. And then when Elsa came out, I, like, lost my shit and just had to, like, pace. Because I'm a huge Frozen fan. I loved the movie. And I was really excited to see what they were going to do with Frozen. And so, yeah, it was just nice being able to, like, kind of forget about that absolutely shitty, shitty relationship that I was in. At least for, like, a couple hours. To, like, fangirl with everyone. So, yeah. He's done now. Like, I don't think about him a lot.
Yeah, fuck him.
Yeah, I mean, he's such a great person. You deserve so much better.
Let's send him a box of shit.
Yes.
Oh my God. It's an actual thing.
All right, anyone else have thoughts?
Oh, I think everybody should take a drink because, like, no one's gonna like me when I say this.
Oh!
Give it to me!
Give it to me!
So, when I first watched it, okay, so at this point of the season, I was more of an outlaw queen shipper because Emma was pissing me off because she was being...
That's okay, I get it.
She was being so mean to
She really was.
Killing all the time. Yeah, so, like, I didn't understand it, so I didn't like it at first when I saw it.
Yeah.
So it took me watching it again to like it again.
Okay. That's totally okay. Memory. I understand.
At least you're honest. Alicia, yeah. And you know.
But once I saw the kiss, I was like, okay, they're canon now. So okay,
they're good.
Yeah, we're good.
They're good.
We're good.
Canon now.
Kim Jimbo?
I don't know, man. I feel like I had gotten caught up right when this was going live, if I remember correctly. Mm. So I'm pretty sure I live.
Oh yeah, you were.
And so I was in my shit apartment in Vermont by myself, and my poor dog at the time probably thought I was nuts because I was just like squealing and squeeing the whole time and like didn't know what to do. And then I wasn't really like active in the fandom at the time, so it was like, oh, I need to gush with somebody. And yeah,
yep.
So I think we were texting back and forth, and so I think
we were. Was, like, oh my god, yes.
Because I was getting to finally watch something live with Jenna and freak out with her at the same time. So
and it
I
was brilliant.
That, yeah, it was pretty brilliant. Also, I'm almost done with this bottle of wine. I had to get, I'm not even buzzed though. What does that say about me, guys? What does that say about my liver?
This is my second glass of rum.
Maybe so. It just takes a little bit to kick in, Kim. It'll hit you all at once.
Yeah. That's what happened. That's what happened.
That's
to
me. That's totally my life.
Yeah. I just chugged my first glass. I'm being nice to my second one because
we got two just ups. Sipping the schnapps is getting me going, and I'm really liking it right now.
Oh yeah.
Sorry.
Are we ready to start the episode?
Yes.
Yeah?
Nope.
Yeah.
Okay. So for you listeners out there, we're all going to be watching this together. So
you want to join us?
If you're feeling like watching this with us as we watch it, we're starting off at the title screen.
Bam.
Bam, title screen.
Created by these guys.
Adam and Eddie.
Oh, Mickey.
This breaks my heart because anytime they do a reference to Disney, I kind of die.
Yeah.
Did you initially think that it was Emma? No.
Yes.
I heard people saying it was Elsa. Elsa.
Yeah, for a second I thought it might have been Elsa.
I thought it was Emma and the Swans because she said she had a family till she was like three, I think, maybe. Yeah.
Yeah, but so that's like, clearly not afraid.
I know, but with our continuity, I was like, okay, maybe they're trying to...
We talk about how little babies wearing plaid?
Plaid flannel. Plaid.
Yes,
Abby Ross is brilliant.
Yes.
She's after her father.
Oh, perfect casting right
He's
there.
After her daddy and doesn't even know him.
Oh, oh, Kim.
And why does Abby Ross look like a perfect combination of Josh and Jenny?
Perfect. Right? She does. Seriously. It's scary.
It's scary. This casting is amazing.
Yes.
Sorry, Josh Dallas was a baby. Can't think of anything else.
Let's all ignore the fact that Jenny is still pregnant.
Yes.
You can't see her just folding. She's
magically go back these, down.
These, I know, but these last few outfits just did not, they were just
they didn't
so
work. Flattering.
They were not flattering, no.
They're so bad. It is. Like, just do some dress up trots and put her in something nice, please.
Like, look, she's folding something in front of her. You could use that as your cop-out, man. Come on.
Like, for real.
Also, I mean, the first few seasons, her, like, outfits are perfect as well. Really, like...
Josh Dallas's hair also is not a good look in this episode.
No.
Well, because they had to cut it, so it was, like, season one hair.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Also, I'm not a fan of Emma's makeup in this scene, particularly.
It's just those false eyelashes that I have a problem with. That's my main problem with this.
I love her falsies.
I can't help it.
I love
this particular pair of false eyelashes. It's just way too huge. It doesn't even look like they cut the band to fit her eye properly.
Yeah.
Guys, it's the last time the Outlaw Queen actually, you know, was good.
Oh, yes. No, come on. I love Outlaw Queen.
I do, too.
I'm going to rephrase that. The last time it was...
They had a good moment.
Everything got all fucked
up. Yeah, they had, like, a good moment.
True, true. Yes. This scene is smoking hot. Like, they both look gorgeous in this scene.
Yes,
they
do.
The lighting is perfect. Like, this scene is everything.
She was so happy.
Yeah.
Was.
I feel like Regina has like a little bit of growth in this moment because she acknowledges that it's Cora who killed Daniel, not Snow.
Mm-hmm.
Can we talk about how good Sean Maguire looks though? Like,
woo!
His hair is like that 90s center part.
Yes, it's perfect.
It just looks like it's perfect, like hand running through. Hair, right?
Like, and his voice is like so, it's so beautiful his voice as well. It's
I'm very disappointed that he had to shave off his scruff for Timeless.
I'm me so too. Mad.
It
like,
grows
why?
Back.
Yeah, but I don't want to watch him without the scruff.
I love how she tells him the story of the tattoo right here.
Yeah. Right.
Yeah.
Oh.
Yeah, I mean, this is
do we want to go over our drinking game real quick?
Okay.
Oh, my God. Ooh.
Well, I was just asking that.
Yeah, shall we pause this? Shall we pause it?
No, I think we're okay. But I was thinking whenever they say mate, because Lindsay brought that up, and they do say mate a lot, so we take a sip.
That means I'm going to have to pay attention to my closed captioning.
I know, yeah. Me too.
Well, any glances, like Foxtrot kind of like you know. The
oh, yeah, that one right there. That one right there.
Like he that was totally
that
one.
Yeah.
Everybody take a sip.
Everybody take a sip.
And then when they kiss, or when you get overwhelmed with feels, you must
drink a gulp. We're doing shots. We're doing shots.
I would say shot, but I don't have shots, so I'm feeling like a gulp.
Oh, gosh, here we
go. Yeah, I'm like literally drinking
every time Rumble is horrible.
The killing of Rumble right there.
Yes.
Oh. Like, I had a little sliver of hope for Rumble when he gave her the dagger, and then it was revealed that it was a fake dagger, and I was like, yeah.
I am like one of the biggest original like Rumble shippers. Like I love them so much, and so there will be moments when I continually want to have hope because I there is that original part of me that wants everything to work out. So it's like they continue to rein me in, you know, every once in a while with like these hope scenes, and I'm just like, no, I don't want to buy into it. But at the same time, like. I want them to get their happy ending. It's hard. It's very hard to be a former Rumble shipper.
It really is, because I'm
the same
way.
It's hard to be a Belle fan who hates Rumble.
Yeah, right?
Well, see, Beauty and the Beast is my favorite Disney movie ever.
Me
like,
too.
It will
Me
always
too.
Be my number one. So, he just was never, he never was the Beast for me. Like, I never got that from him. And I wanted to love them together so much, but he's just fucked shit over so epically, so I'm just like,
Well, I think the thing with the Beast was he wants to change. Like, he wants to be a man for Belle. Rumble doesn't want to change. Rumble's perfectly fine being dark and being evil and being a little shit.
Oh, it's
Party at Runnin's. I don't doubt Rumple's feelings for Belle. I know that he loves her more than anything. I know that he loves Bay more than anything, but like that darkness has just taken over him to the point where there's no turning back.
Well, his heart is like basically black, you know, it is that dark. There's no goodness.
I think it's also Rumple obviously loves Belle, but he loves power more.
Yeah.
And that's how it's always going to be.
Mm-hmm.
It's literally like an addiction.
I still hold out hope, though. Like, I'm going to always hold out hope that they will redeem Rumble.
Ruby.
I will say that even though I hate Gold, this episode particularly is like the best Rumble episode
ever.
Yes. Yeah,
it is.
The best one.
Yeah. We talked about this earlier, but I love Rumble and I hate Mr. Gold.
Yes. Absolutely. We all agree on that. Yeah.
I think, yeah.
Mate.
That's a good
he said mate. He said mate.
Did he?
Mate.
Oh, okay. Drink. Take a sip.
Oh, he said
he says it again. He says it again.
Two sips.
Why would you leave that opportunity?
Killian knows what's up. He's so down with it. He knows what's
God,
up.
God, we're going to be so drunk.
Can we talk about the fact that, like.
On the chest, is that such, like, a married moment?
Yes, Mary. It is.
Yes!
Gonna take his drink for that too.
But also,
yeah, Mary moment.
They have a gathering at Granny's, which of course means chaos.
Yes.
I know why Granny's as well. It's like it's not like they're meant to be like a royal like baby and stuff. You'd think it'd be a bit nicer.
I love the fact that he's also wearing the satchel still now.
Yes.
Like, the satchel of appreciation.
It's not a curse. It's a satchel.
Do we have a name for like the satchel of? Sexiness, like, do we have a name for it? We need one.
We need a name for it. Listeners,
the satchel of sass. Satchel. The
satchel of sass. Satchel of sass. That's it.
Oh, why does have a little pronod?
Robin's little green scarf. That's pretty sexy too.
Can we talk about Charming's lavender shirt? It's pretty adorable.
It might not so cool.
Also, can we talk about this cringeworthy acting from Jared when he, like, points at the thing?
He's a baby. Let him have it. Ooh. Let him have it.
Can we talk about why he's always wearing plaid and David's not anymore?
Like... Oh, my God. Wait. Spoiler alert. Did you see he's wearing a different color plaid in the latest filming spoilers?
No.
It's like a blue-white plaid.
Ooh.
That's all sexy.
Oh, I like
channeling some Dorothy, I see. Can we also talk about the fact of how...
Did you see the video of this where it shows... Robert Carlyle is a full Monty in the
yes!
screen.
Yes!
That is the best.
Yes.
I love the full Monty. Also, it's great.
Also, how do they all like have time to put their coats on? The sheriff's station is legit right across the street, right? Like, why would we even bother with this?
It's so
they
cold.
They all put on their coats.
Kim,
it's
you know,
so
they have to have their jackets on all the time.
It's always cold in Storybrooke. What the fuck?
I love how David starts incorporating more and more black leather into his wardrobe as he becomes better friends with Killian.
I gotta be like my bro, man. Ray Marvin's like, why are you wearing so much leather? What are you talking about? I've always worn this much leather. No, you haven't. Just don't leave me alone. Like, he's like a little emo teenager. Like,
let's be real though. Like, Charming has like a crush on Killy.
Yeah.
Oh, he totally does.
Yeah. Totally. It's jealousy all the way.
Yeah. And he wants to be as cool as Killian.
BTW. Wine is officially finished.
Ooh. Get it.
Vodka time. Belle looks like Barney. I'm sorry. I hate the purple.
Yes. That shirt is awful.
I don't like that shirt. That shirt is terrible.
It's horrible. I love the purple peacoat, but don't hit with the lime green shirt. Like, what the hell?
I love her
drinking his little combo scarf.
I love Emma's like picture for David.
Like,
it's a promo picture.
It's
so candid.
Oh, like she's totally cute. Like, let me just snap a picture. I don't want to watch the scene because it makes me sad.
This is like one emotional scene in this episode where it's
it
like,
really is.
It's horrible. Like, Emma is like horrible to Killian in this scene.
Yeah.
I mean, let's be real.
She's been worse.
Worse than Kansas.
This
is not really bad to me. But
yeah, Kansas was definitely the worst. This is more explaining her motives.
Her reasoning.
Yeah.
And
explaining why she's been that way.
Yeah.
And
even when she's
care.
Like, of course I care. Yeah.
Yeah.
I was just like, oh. Yeah, this is on my Emma list.
It's so heartbreaking because it's like she's basically saying that she doesn't feel like she's a part of her own family because her family is like is storybook characters to her. Like, they're not real. That is so heartbreaking.
Yeah.
But it totally makes sense, too. So it's
for sure. Yeah, it absolutely makes sense. And it makes sense that she would want to escape from a life where she feels like her happiness could be ripped away at any moment by these evil creatures that she's read about, you know? Like, it totally makes sense why she'd want to run back to New York. I mean, I get it. Absolutely get it.
Also, her turtleneck makes me want to wear turtlenecks.
I love her turtleneck. I fucking love it.
I despise turtlenecks.
Oh, I love turtlenecks.
I just love her costumes. I pay me the lottery. I will just buy Emma Swan's wardrobe. I just absolutely adore it.
I want to run my hands through Killian's hair right now.
He had the best hair in
season
3.
Is like peak Killian hair.
Yes.
Yeah, late season 3, early season 4, for sure.
Definitely.
For sure.
Season 4, yes, please.
Guys, I just love Emma Swan so much.
I do. She makes me like...
Even in her bad moments, it's like I just relate to everything that she says and does. Like, there's never been a character more
She makes mistakes, and that's fine. Like, she's human.
She's human.
We can relate to that. Yeah.
Yeah.
Wait, how is it dark all of a sudden? Can we talk about that for a second?
It hits me every single time. Every time.
I took a couple hours to walk there.
How many times have I watched this?
But, like, that Christina Perry song called Human. I mean, I always sense that with Emma.
About Christina Perry. She makes me emotional.
Yeah, I didn't spell that song. I mean, David's calling, isn't it? He can't get through because...
I love Killian's pointy shoes.
Is it bad mad that I don't have closed captioning, but I can still know what the lines are.
Oh yeah, yeah. I'm the same. I don't have closed caption either. I just know what's gonna happen right now.
Right.
So this is actually my favorite line. One of these days, I'm gonna stop chasing this woman, and the implied, but today is not that day.
And then David's still calling.
Where are we? I have that baby necklace. It's so beautiful.
Which, sorry?
I have that Killian necklace.
Oh, me too. Me too.
I have it.
We'll all wear it when we meet.
Yes!
Well, I gotta have it for my gender bent.
Well, thank you, Hot Topic. Yeah. Thank you.
Yes, I also have a legit
necklace
from Etsy.
Yeah, Etsy
like
too,
Like a toggle necklace, and it's got like a red jewel, a swan, and the wheel from a ship.
JML, your favorite line is coming up.
I know it is!
There we go. The book is there.
Look at that chest hair.
So dramatic.
It's just on display.
So dramatic, though. Is
I don't give a shit if hair would get in my teeth. I'd lick his chest.
Oh yeah.
The thing.
Guys, FYI. I'm out of beverage. What do I do?
Where are you out of it already?
Satchel Appreciate Society. Here we are.
Satchel of Sass.
Satchel of Sass. You're welcome.
I love it. It's so hot.
I love how optimistic he is. Like, we've been in dire straits before. It's totally fine. We totally
got it. And then he's like, we've got this.
So, what are you going to do?
Awkward silence.
Marty McCoo?
I love how he just kind of shuffles his feet. And he's just like, what do we do now?
I like how he's genuinely asking who Marty McFly is. Is he some sort of wizard?
No, of course not.
I love this scene because he just like puts her up against this tree, and I'm like, yeah.
Yes.
You...
Oh, so and then he like throws her up against the tree because
Oh yes, here we are.
It might get R-rated when we get more drinks.
I'm pouring some more
when
room.
When we get to the captain,
I have to say, for my friend Sarah, this is specifically for her, those horses are fucking beautiful.
Yes.
I like riding horses.
You do? Oh my god, I love horse people.
I like riding horses. I don't know if I'm a horse person.
I love Emma's reaction to seeing Regina like in her actual evil queen outfit.
I love her reaction to seeing anyone.
Rumple.
Rumple and Belle.
I love how like all like these characters are just conveniently in the same village.
Yeah.
Because previously it doesn't seem like Granny and Marco are like anywhere near each other in the same village.
I love how they got so many people to come back for this finale, like Ruby and Catherine and Marco, and like it was so cool that everyone came back for this.
That's why this is like my favorite episode, because it's like a little.
This is why it should have been. It makes a much better 100th episode than the actual 100th episode.
It really does. Yeah.
Did anybody realize that was Marion? Because
I didn't realize it was
Marion.
No, I had no idea.
I forgot.
I read spoilers. This whole episode,
the
wind chuffin.
Oh my god! Sarah, you need to screenshot that image of them all lined up.
On the line.
So you know what
that's
you
much
need.
Better.
Yes.
I just like the subtitles grunts.
Guys, I cannot wait to wear this outfit. Like, I'm dying.
Can we consider this as a fuck struck face?
Yes.
Yes.
I would be the same, but if Emma came out and she was in front of me, I would be the same and be like...
And he keeps staring at her tits.
Like, yeah, okay. How long is he scratches his ear for?
Discomfort is across, I'm willing
look
to
look at him, he's like not even breaking eye contact with him. He's just staring at them the whole time. He's not looking at her face.
I'd be the same. Let's be real here. I love Emma Swan. Seriously.
Genuine moment here. So we talked about this last night when JMO and Rachel and I rewatched it. I love when you can tell that they did something all in the same shot. So like that shot where he's putting the hood up with his hook. Number one, sexy as fuck. Number two, you can tell that it's all the same shot, just shot from different angles. They had a couple different cameras going because the impression that his hook leaves on her right side is there and is actually in continuity, amazingly enough, for this show.
One moment of continuity.
So strength for continuity.
I love it when you get something. Strength for continuity. It's very few and far between that they get it right, but that time they did, because they took the whole same shot and used that as the final product. So
secretly, right. I like how they walk in sync. It's like, I've seen better in terms of the view. I wish Charmin would be like in his head is like, me too, bitch.
Yes.
I'm sorry, but I do not like Catherine's outfit in this
it's
scene.
It's horrible.
No.
It's
like
Catherine. Her outfits are so over the top.
It's just
looks like bad Elsa cosplay.
Yeah. There you go.
And her hair looks like a Princess Leia ripoff.
Yes. Yeah. It's awful.
And it's just that weird, like, tiara head chain thing that's throwing me off.
See, I didn't like that.
Those cheap-ass looking rhinestone earrings kill me every time.
Look at how happy she is seeing young David.
She's seen her story.
The whole episode is Bentu is like hiding behind.
Her face when she looks up at hiding behind who it is so precious.
It is. She's a precious muscle.
It's beautiful.
How Snow did not die when she fell from that high in the tree.
Yes, that's a good point.
It's ridiculous.
Shh.
Just saying.
This is you know what? Honestly, their continuity is basically like any other Disney movie if you guys want to get technical. Think about
yeah,
it.
True.
Maybe it's actually all on purpose.
So many things in like Disney movies have to be chalked up to just Disney magic.
That's what I'm saying. Like, I feel like maybe it's actually on purpose. Boom. Salt.
A lot of people, Catherine.
Now you can relax. I love the caption, man. Hi-ya! Hi-ya! Not just ya.
I love how there's one brown horse out of all those white horses.
That face.
Emma's face is amazing.
I love this right here when he says what do we do and not instead of what it you do.
Oh, and Emma's like, but they were so in sync together. You know when we're just so in sync and
they have a walk in sync.
Mm-hmm. They have a dream team. Let's be real.
She's such a precious little snowflake in this whole scene. It's like, oh my
and
god.
Her hair. Look at her hair.
I get to see my dad and my mom for the first time, like, as they actually are. It's amazing. It makes me want to cry.
Her hair is perfect. I just love her hair.
Her hair is perfect throughout this entire episode. It's awful.
So
like,
cool.
What? I can't mind her like that.
Oh.
It's so cool.
Blackbeard!
I love him.
Yay!
You guys are ahead of me.
I was just gonna say that. I feel like you guys are 3 seconds ahead
of me. Okay, I'm looking at the gold. Oh, now I'm here. I'm here now.
So should we stop at the ones that are ahead?
I'm at Blackbeard now.
I paused it a few seconds.
It's okay. We're fine.
I mean, we can still talk.
Double.
Look at those same exact castles. I just noticed these like birds flying. Look how far away they are, but they still look like full size birds.
Yeah, they look.
Those
huge.
Are some massive birds.
Maybe they're like gargoyle.
His freaking hair! I cannot get over it. Oh my god!
Oh, it's the best part.
I love it how she sees Rumple first time. It's like, mm-hmm.
Whoa!
So like,
yeah, she's so shocked.
Her face is amazing.
Whoosh. Whoosh.
I'm just. Oh, here we are. Here we are.
Oh, he said dearie.
Emma's face is just a picture, isn't it?
Get ready to drink, guys. We're about to get some.
It's
some
a mate off.
Up in here.
It's a mate off.
It's a mate off.
Emma is so great in this scene, though, because.
What are you, some kind of witch? I love it when she does that.
What are you, some kind of witch?
I love how reluctant she is to admit that she's the product of true love. Like, I'm the product of true
Guys,
love.
I just want to reenact this entire episode.
Right?
Yeah.
When you read captioning, you just want to say it, you know? And...
I know.
Yes.
Mates. Have a mate. Two mates.
Mates.
We're from the future, mate. Drink. But time travel hasn't been done, mate.
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 Yes. Mate.
I love how Emma's poker face is such total shit.
Yes. She cannot.
Emma's like me, but I can relate to Emma because I'm a terrible liar.
Yeah, but she's a bail bonds person. She should have a better poker face than this.
That's true.
She's out of her element, Rachel. This is not exactly her normal life.
Killian is as well, but later on in the episode, we find out that Killian's a terrible liar as well. So, it's fine.
Yes.
We're all liars.
We're all terrible liars. It's fine. As long as we've got each other. That's all that is.
He has changed.
Thanks.
What have you done?
I just love his...
No, my favorite line is actually coming up in this next scene. I'm not going to lie.
Yes.
My absolute favorite.
That's a big rug.
Their looks at each other. I mean, you have a drink of that because...
Thank you, Mr. Rumble Stillskin.
I love it. The accent.
What happened to your skull?
I know, this might be my favorite line, too.
I love Colin's face.
I know, yes!
Emma can't keep her mouth shut about knowing these people.
I know.
Like, oh my god.
My favorite line's coming up. No.
Go
read a book. Whatever it is you like to do. That is why
I'm not a fan of Belle's hair in this scene. It looks very 80s.
I love it.
Too far for each other.
I love her hair in this.
It was the 80s, though, wasn't it? Technically.
I love that. She's got an odd sense of humor.
Killian's just like, God, Emma, like, just stop.
Shut up.
The first time he was annoyed with her.
Like, stop digging ourselves in a deeper hole, man.
I like
She's
how quick
the worst
he is
liar.
Here. Yeah, I love how quick he is here to cover shit up, but then when he's asked for a fake name, it's just like,
He's a terrible liar.
He was still in shock by her dress, okay?
True.
Yeah, okay. Yeah, I buy that, Gabby. I'll take that.
Yeah.
The ripple effect.
Oh, Ray, doesn't her red dress remind you of the red dress in Outlander?
Yes! Oh my god, okay.
Yes.
When I saw that, I was like, oh my god, it's like a red dress. Shout out for Outlander watchers.
I love Outlander, mate.
Oh, so Terse has a bit more cleavage in Outlander.
Yes, well, she's allowed to, because, you know,
that's
stars.
Like total nipples. Like,
it's
nipples
on stars, though, isn't it?
Yeah, stars.
Yeah. If only. Can we take a, like, sip every time it says whoosh? Because it's so tired.
Oh. Well, then you'd have to let me know, since I don't have closed captioning.
Me neither.
Never mind.
Well, it's not like you can't announce it.
Oh, bloody Blackbeard again. Bloody hell. Always causing problems is Blackbeard. The Joker he is.
Do it.
Oh, you guys.
Oh, one of my other favorite Killian moments.
Yes, it is, Kim. I was thinking of you in this bit. I was thinking of you.
Look at his little face in the jaw clutch! All-time favorite moment. All-time favorite moment. Rather dashing. Hey,
there I am. Rather dashing, don't you think?
So we blame the rum.
Blame the rum.
Just make sure that I...
This is Kim's favorite scene! Here we go!
Here you go, Kim!
Kim, the floor is yours!
Wait for it.
What?
Gotta get.
What are you doing?
Yes! Yes! I just love how Killian's voice goes up like 3 octaves when he says that.
Oh my gosh, he's gonna check out his breasts. He's gonna check it out. There you go.
I would totally do.
Breast check.
And like her face of like satisfaction after that too, where she's like, yeah, bitch, I know.
Yep. Sip.
Oh,
what are you boys playing?
I mean, like, the two girls on either side of him are also fuckstruck, so
I mean, who wouldn't do flex strokes?
Yeah, I mean, like...
Those breath bands.
Jesus, I'm out of breath.
It's a learning curve for Emma, that she realizes, no matter who Killian is, she's going to do him either way. She loves him. Either way. It's like, well, deep down, yeah. Totally.
I'm out of breath because I had to pee and I ran and I still missed the scene, but yeah. It's okay. It's okay.
Girl.
Oh, I had to pee so bad.
How cute is Smee, though? Is this
like... I love Mr. Okay, I really want like someone to cosplay Smee.
I want to.
Oh my god. I want
a picture with Chris so bad.
I have a Smee Disney bound.
Do it.
I have it.
Do it. Jersey.
The hook.
I need to find that red hat.
Yeah, you stroke that hook.
I
okay,
totally have
I think
the
we
red
just
hat.
Need to just drink till this scene is over. Like, we'll
keep drinking. Yeah. Go. Let's
can we take shots with them?
Chug.
Oh my god, let's take shots with them as they take
ready?
Them.
Ready? Yeah, that's what I was just saying.
I don't have a shot bottle, so.
Well,
I do. I have
the
rum.
For a shot.
Oh, the hand on the pants.
I'm so sad down right now. I'm so sad down right now.
Sorry, listeners, we're going crazy right now.
We are very sad down. We're very horny women right now.
They all knew what was going to happen. That's why they listened, man.
God, this scene just fucking slays me. Every goddamn
day. Yes.
I love the way he talks in this scene. It's like, it doesn't matter. Like, he's like trying to put on a little bit of an accent.
He takes so much effort to keep his face in shadow
and then
uses his defining characteristic
exactly.
The poster.
Thank you. Please, Captain Hook. Thank you, Justine. You've put it on the nail head there.
Take a shot. They're taking a shot.
Yep.
Look at her face. She wants him. She wants.
I'm telling you, you just gotta drink this whole.
Look at her.
Scene.
Look at her lips.
It's just.
Oh yeah.
Oh god. But that deep breath when he takes me like, what do you say we set sail? I'm like,
Yes, I'll spread my legs for you.
She is not.
Yeah. Look where her look where her eye contact
went.
Is going.
Yes.
Because obviously he definitely has a boner. Like, let's be real.
I have a boner.
I have one.
Total lady boner right now.
Let's be real.
Colin has quite the bulge.
Yeah, just
put
that out there. Her face.
I'm coming from barrels heavier than you.
There you go, Ray.
Yeah, so yeah, this one's my favorite scene for the third week in a row.
Behold, the rally
judger.
He just looks so proud of himself.
I just love how he throws away his rum bottle like, without a thought. It's just like, this is the more important thing.
The chasing kiss. Like, oh.
That's it.
I love how Gimme is just like, what's going on?
He talks to Smee and he turns
he's
around.
We want our privacy.
Privacy.
I
love
his privacy.
I know.
Drink.
What are you doing here?
Also, if he trips going up the stairs.
That is Colin.
Back to my ship.
It's not Killian, it is Colin.
I know, like,
nutshell.
Honestly, that's Colin, and they just left it in.
Somebody licked his lips like a fucking weirdo, like, oh, yes.
Love it.
Are we drinking the kiss? Are we drinking the kiss?
Yes, drinking for the kiss. Drinking for the kiss.
Okay, here we go.
Go.
All right, so I love the fact that during that kiss, it starts off hot and heavy, and then it slows down because he wants to savor that shit.
I think the editors like slow this shit down. Come on.
Yeah.
Do you think Jen was kissing the stand-in as well as kissing Colin? Cause like
it almost looks like it was, because his ears aren't the same shape.
I'm like, poor Jen, she had to kiss so many people that night.
Poor Jen's job is so hard.
Jen, let's have a drink for poor Jen.
Here's Jen.
No, but did anyone else see the Elsa vase in the background? Like, it's not like one that looks like it. It's literally the same fucking vase, and they never addressed
it.
It's in the background on one of the little tables against the wall, and it was a thing on Tumblr because I remember seeing it over and over. They're like,
"What is
that?"
But how is that possible? Because it was in his vault.
Yeah, that's why I don't understand.
Maybe it was before he got the vault.
Or it was another one. Or there was two of them.
Oh, yeah.
There was a theory going around that Hylian was from Arendelle.
Yeah.
That was a theory, wasn't it?
Yeah. I can't think about that shit right now. That's too confusing.
I'm trying to talk about my system right now.
Oh god.
Forgot to get the damn ball scene, guys.
Costume change!
Costume change!
My favorite!
Here we go, Ray.
It won't be my favorite later when I actually start making this, but you know.
God, well, you've got the hair down, Swissy, so you are.
Yeah. Oh, no, I don't. No, I have to fix the bun, but thank you.
That's great, though.
I would buy it anyway. I'd buy you. It's fine. I'd buy you. That says
awful. Okay.
What? Well,
like having his
guys. No, that's awful. Sorry. Shut me up right there.
Oh, I love you.
It's so
But look
nasty.
At Emma there. She looks, I mean, she is the queen right there.
Why do I suddenly want their wedding dress to be this, her wedding dress to be this dress, but in white?
Oh, it'd be perfect.
I've seen the manips of it. The manips of it is beautiful.
You're welcome. Yeah. You're welcome. And still with the same tiara.
But like, that fucking bloody glamour spell, they're not even that great, are they?
No one thinks anything of it.
Kim, as a Star Wars fan, when she dropped the Princess Leia, how giddy did you get?
I fucking lost my shit, dude. Yeah. I mean, I love this fandom
guys,
more than anything
else. Guys,
we're
gonna get a starstruck moment in, like, 2 seconds.
Yes, I love when she looked at him. Like, when he's not looking.
She's like, oh my god, she's like...
She's so drink. Like, my absolute favorite Captain Swan moment trumps everything.
Same here, Justine. Same for me.
He's like, Emma, she finally gets to, like, be a princess and live all those, like, little girl princess dreams that she never even really let herself have as a little girl. And it just makes me very emo.
This is my favorite quote. Pick a partner who knows what he's doing.
Yeah. Should we just be be drinking throughout this whole thing?
I'm just going to get wasted right now, mate.
I'm sorry, but the gloves he's wearing do things to me on a real emotional level.
This scene is everything. Like, I want to cry so bad.
And my ovaries explode.
I mean, Emma looks
My ovaries are non-existent.
They work so well together. I mean, look at this dance. I mean, it's perfect. Can you fault this?
Everything I ever wanted. Like, this is the pirate and princess scene. Like, this is everything.
Yeah.
Oh my god.
I wish we had, like, this.
Sarah's a goner.
I'm totally gone. This scene ruins me.
But can I also, like, say about this? Like, Jen initially wore a corset for this dress, but eventually, like, she was like, I can't actually move in it. I'll have to have a zip. But, you know, it's kind of cool that she tried to do a corset kind of thing.
She's got a corset on.
Yeah. No, but it ended up being a zip. She had an interview. But she had a corset initially, but eventually she had a zip because she couldn't deal with it.
Well, it looks more like corsets. That. The corset is built into the dress more so than like an actual.
Look at Catherine's bottle cap jacket.
Bottle cap jacket.
Bottle cap jacket.
Literally, she wears like all the Barbie clothes. Like
Rachel, you're making me like, I want the red dress. I want it.
No.
Yeah.
I'm so excited to make this dress. I know I'm gonna like be crying and screaming and bleeding over it, but it's
like you are right now.
I am with my whole life. Yeah.
Yes.
I just like every time I don't think about it until I watch this scene again, and I'm just like, fuck, I want to wear that dress, and I want to like have that moment. And I hate life. I hate it.
We could do two red dresses.
Ooh.
Dresses.
Yes, that's awesome.
What's gonna happen is I'm just gonna have to fucking make it for myself and just put it on for like 2 seconds and just have my moment and whatever, you know.
No, you guys can have like both you guys in a picture with Colin with two dresses.
That would be amazing.
Two red dresses with Colin, I would die.
Do it, Sarah. Do it. Do
Do it.
You know it. You know I'll do it. You know it. You don't even have to tempt me because you know I'll do it.
But that's also me because, like, when I see the wench outfit, because I love the corsety, like, the leather corset and, like, the wench stuff, too. So I'm
God
like,
damn it, look. Ooh. We'll just both make both of them and we'll switch off.
We'll switch, yeah.
You'd be so in sync of each of them. That'd be so cool.
We could do one in Van and one in New Jersey.
Yes, it's happening.
Well, like, it's so cute because Emma is literally watching her parents, you know, their romance. It blending.
I will always find you.
You know, she's watching their like romance progress.
It really is so perfect. Like if when you put yourself in her shoes, like yeah, this would be that one moment that you'd always want to see in life.
She's always wanted to belong.
I love that even with the mess up, like they still find a way for Charmin to get that scar on his chin.
Yeah.
Yes.
Well, I think that's like actually Josh Dallas's scar.
Yeah,
I know, but still, I was talking about it.
I didn't know that. That's super interesting.
Is it? Yeah, yeah. It's really his.
Yeah, it's like, it looks really like natural.
Like the Indiana Jones scar for Harrison Ford. They worked it in.
Okay, so is Killian's one, like, I've always had the headcanon when he's like, when he's like, oh, I've had worse scars itching my nose with the wrong hand. Like, I've always assumed, like, that's how he got the scar.
Oh, my God.
Like, that's my headcanon.
No, he had the scar before he even filmed.
Oh, no. I know it's Colin's scar, but I'm saying how they tied it in with Killian. And he was I've had worse itching my nose. And I was like, I feel like that's a nod to your scar.
Yeah.
Good job, Ray.
I love the billowing of the dress.
Shut up, J-Mo. Shut up. I don't want to think about that.
I'm sorry.
Oh, wait. I love this moment where he's like, ugh, and then he just rubs his nose and backs around the other person.
I love it. That gift set where it's like someone's like, oh, when your mom's making food and when it's food you don't like.
I don't like the fact that Regina's creases aren't blended in her makeup.
Yeah, her makeup in this scene is like not good. It's really bad in this scene. It really makes Lana look a lot older than she is.
The alcohol makes me love everybody.
You mean you didn't love us before?
I do, but I'm like, Justine started talking. I was like, oh, I love Justine.
Oh wait, just kidding. I do.
Oh, I love you too, guys.
I can't. And then grunts.
If the listeners thought we were drunk the first episode, well, the second episode is just gonna be great.
Oh, it's my Tallahassee dress, guys.
Yeah, I know.
You look so great in that, Sarah. I'm so jealous.
I'm totally gonna wear it on Friday, and I'm really excited.
Yay!
So cute, Sarah.
Dude, if Michael Raymond James went to a convention.
Can you imagine?
Oh my God. I want a picture with him so bad.
With who?
I would dress as Sookie just to be an asshole.
Yes!
Oh, Sookie, buddy, Stackhouse.
No, do I it. Would. Oh my God. To get a picture in my young Emma with Michael Raymond James.
That would be awesome.
I know.
That would be like sweet. Yes.
She looks cute, but she certainly does not look 16.
No.
No.
But she looks cute
as fuck. It's all about the Tumblr.
It was good to see Michael again.
Yeah.
Oh yeah.
Yeah, I love Michael.
He's a fantastic actor.
Okay, so this scene with Neil and him trying to put on the glove, it is a shout out to a Marlon Baron. Oh God. A Marlon Brando film where, and I don't have the page up because I couldn't find it, but it's like a little shout out to like a type of controlling thing, like he wants to control her, he desires her, and like it's like a glove thing, and if I was more sober I would be able to explain this better, but we will definitely link it. Because it's actually really interesting. Let's see if I can pull it up really quick before this scene ends. But it's a throwback. Him and Jen both talked about it, about doing this kind of like a it's a throwback to the movie On the Waterfront in 1954. Let's see. Oh God, my phone froze.
This is where she looks like Swan Queen. Not Swan Queen. Sorry.
Oh.
Swan Princess, I meant.
Swan, yes.
Swan Princess Ho.
I'm so sorry.
You know she's drunk when she messes that up.
Thank you. Thank you, J-Mo.
Her hair is beautiful again. Like,
it is.
Yeah. They can put her in rags.
She's supposed to be executed in the morning and she still looks fabulous.
I know.
Yeah. She still has those huge ass fucking fake eyelashes on.
Okay, so
she still looks gorgeous, though.
The Neil scene was to show that Neil is interested in Emma because she's young and naive, and it's a way for him to manipulate slash handle Emma and take advantage of her. I've also found a quote from a director of the movie, and this is what they said. The glove was his way of holding her. He couldn't demonstrate any sexual or loving feelings towards her, but he could towards the glove. Mm. And he put his hand inside the glove. The glove was both his way of holding onto her against her will, and at the same time he was able to express through the glove something he couldn't express to her directly.
That is way.
Oh, wow. That's deep.
Yeah. Yeah. Let me get real deep on here.
It's and like, yes, sorry, Swanfire fans. Sorry.
Yes, it is, in fact, fucked up.
It is. Like, I mean, it's a good story, but it's like, I love how they said that him and Jenna talked about it, and it was their idea to do that. But I don't know for sure. I mean, this is just what I'm reading off of Tumblr, someone's Tumblr that they put together. Jen.
Yeah, I'm not Jenna.
Hey guys, let's play a game of what's recycled footage and what's new.
Oh my god, right?
Yes, season one.
I love how Charles is hiding behind a tree all night, like
this waiting whole time.
Charles is secretly, well, Killian is secretly a snowing shipper. He's watching this just taking place.
He totally is. Absolutely.
Because he wants that with Emma.
Oh, there's another parallel.
And it's funny as well because when he says it, like, so the mutton was overcooked. Like, he's such a connoisseur of food. Like,
okay, yeah. I want to know when he ate mutton. Because
when did he have that time?
Yeah.
After Emma got kidnapped, this is
he was stuck around for a little while.
I love the head nod, Prince Charles. And yeah.
It's like Jesse hand too.
Yeah, his little gesture.
My princess.
I know. I was gonna say that.
And can I say in this episode, his sideburns are so on point.
Right. Oh yeah.
Perfect sideburns.
Oh yeah. Just
everything from basically the torso up is on.
I mean, from the feet up.
I was gonna say, what's wrong from the torso down?
Yeah,
his pants are really nice.
Jima was trying to be polite, but let's be real.
We're past that. You're gonna make me go there? Okay, he's got a fine ass. There you go.
There you go. Yes.
There you go. You want me to get it? You want me to get it?
Give me
I'll
the
do
booty.
It.
Yeah,
it.
Booty.
Okay.
Show me the booty. Show me the booty.
But like,
look at him driving the carriage. This is ridiculous.
Where did he learn how to drive?
Where did he learn that?
It's raining and everything.
Yeah, it's very clearly raining too.
No one is getting anything on him except Colin.
Yeah.
Poor Colin.
Poor Colin.
Just getting rained on.
They have that covering for him, so you know.
Well, except yeah. If Colin. You look at his jacket, the shoulders are just completely.
It is.
And his hair too. You can tell from his hair.
No, it's true.
Yeah.
I love Jenny, but you could tell from like her face when the old stuff is and the new stuff.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
It's so awful.
She was like nine months pregnant here.
Yeah, yeah, definitely, yeah.
She's ready to drop. I mean, like, her face is fuller.
But, you know, she still gives, like, a great performance being 9 months pregnant. She gives it out of the park.
I love that.
She's my hero.
the interview she did for, I think it was 218 maybe, whenever they split the hearts, and she's like, it took forever to get through the scene because I was so hormonal and emotional. She kept just like sobbing to the point where she couldn't talk.
Oh, she's so cute. Jenny. She's my favorite. Yeah.
I don't know if J-Mo or was you or Ray that pointed out. Remember this behind the scenes picture of her and her stunt double with a big belly?
Yeah.
Yeah, I love that. Was me. Yeah. I love that.
Captain Charming!
Awesome. Oh! Captain Charming!
Charming Fireside Chat.
Fireside Chat, oh my god.
Mate! He says mate! He says mate!
Oh! Oh. Captain
glasses! Shit, man.
I mean, bees too. I mean,
this is another favorite.
This is thing. The first time like Fat Killian can be open about to David.
Yeah.
And it's brilliant. I absolutely adore it.
He's because he's genuinely getting his opinions and thoughts about that. Mate, we got another mate.
Oh yep.
Another mate.
Because he's genuinely being able.
Oh, that's this time. I got you in the water for her. Or time. Sorry.
Aww. Or, you know, hell. Or hell.
All right.
Yeah.
I feel like Sarah, that was everything. Everything. This is the finale.
Sarah, have you finished my wedding fic yet?
I will. Sarah,
do you want me to give you a spoiler?
No! No spoilers!
Okay.
I promise you I'll finish it tonight.
Then too, like, happy I you remember think that. About if Emma wasn't, you know, in the picture, I think them two were like best friends, but David is so reluctant because Emma, like, oh, I love you, but I also have to protect my daughter, and like, now he realizes, okay.
Can we talk about how it looks? Like
Colin totally looks.
Colin and how it's like Killian and David just think that Snow just sent a stripper for them.
Yeah.
He's like, how are you supposed to help us?
You're undressing.
Let me show you.
I'll show you.
And Hungry Like the Wolf is playing in the background.
I'm hungry like the wolf.
Copyright.
You know, I hate when they ruin songs like that.
This isn't a bad cosplay for Emma, either.
We were talking about this last night.
Emma cosplays in this costume.
I mean, Emma's
Sarah, you should
like,
totally do it.
She's so adorable.
She's perfect.
She's such a precious little cinnamon roll in this
Can
scene.
We also talk about Christy Lang and how awesome she is, and how Maid Marian was just totally screwed over the entire show.
Yeah, she was. I loved Robin Hood and Marian, so like... I love Queen. I just don't think they did Marian correctly.
No.
That is the historical and all time favorite like shipping thing, and you can't.
It goes back 700 years. Like it's so popular. Right.
Yeah, I don't think they did her character justice at all.
And especially that they killed off a woman of color in order to bring back a white woman was really did not sit well with me.
Yeah.
Ruby the Wolf.
I miss Ruby so much. Remember the main character.
Right.
Oh, look at Prince Charles there, the dashing prince.
I love how Killian has her cloak.
I know, we're like, they just thought to bring it.
What a gentleman.
So also dashing. Because I have that, like, I made
puts
that.
Puts it on her and then like takes a step back,
Look at his chest, it's fucking awesome.
Someone's coming.
Swan!
Hook!
No one saves you but me.
David must think they have the weirdest pet names for
right?
each other.
Like, no one questioned it.
Absolutely. Here's your ring. It fits my finger perfectly. I might wear it later on when this boy proposes to me.
Exactly.
You're welcome for that headcanon last night.
I love this little moment when he's like, Swan, you didn't. Like, he also wanted to save her but he also knew that, like, he could separate it. Whereas Emma couldn't. But he also didn't blame Emma for not being able to separate it.
He's very conflicted.
Also, this scene confuses me with Regina because it seems like she's just sitting there just staring at an apple.
She was getting ready to poison it, that's why.
Ooh.
Was it that time when she's gonna poison it? Okay.
I don't know. I don't know.
She doesn't have anything else on that table. She's just staring at that apple.
I was just joking.
she's so hateful. I can't understand the hate.
This dress is like the ultimate drag queen fantasy dress.
Yeah, this dress is
all the jewels. It is beautiful.
It's also the dress she wore with Graham, and it makes me sad. One of them.
Touché. Yeah.
Bring back Graham.
No. God
damn it, Jamie.
Don't bring back Graham.
No, yeah, he's over.
No, okay, bring back Graham for Ruby. Bring back Graham and Ruby, and then they
can... Yes!
No, there you go, that's a better...
Because he deserves to live. I'm sorry.
I wish Ruby would have been with Mulan.
Yes,
I just watched the episode yesterday.
I did too,
Red Warrior is my ship.
Red Warrior, bitches.
Till I die.
Even Red Beauty, I mean, that's cool too.
Oh! Justine, don't get Justine started on Red Beauty. She loves them.
I'm with you, Justine. Oh. I'm with you.
I would have loved that.
I totally done Red Beauty and still had the Beauty and the Beast parallel and had Rumple be Gaston. And
that would have been great.
Justine, you are amazing. This is great.
Yes. Would have.
And they just didn't. And now we have the flaming shit pile that is Rumbel.
Also have this Red and Dorothy. It's like...
Yeah, I didn't connect to that.
It's one episode.
That's what happens. They don't give enough time for us to get to feel anything. And, like, they rushed us. I love Outlaw Queen, but it was rushed. Like, I feel like Captain Swan...
Yes, I agree.
And Snowing is really the only thing that hasn't been rushed on the show, because Snowing was obviously from the get-go. We go into this knowing Snow White and Prince Charming are together, so it's not like we expect anything different. So that was okay.
This is one of my favorite moments.
Oh no,
I'm
gonna
sorry, Ray.
It's okay. But yeah, I just feel like we need more slow burns versus the rush.
Look at them mocking each other. I mean, it's just
when he grabs her and she's crying.
And can we talk about Ruby's face? Ruby was so sad.
And even David to an extent.
Also, can I say, I love these false eyelashes for the Evil Queen, because they look so feathery and, like, soft, but, like, still big and dramatic.
I don't like the false lashes on Emma, because she's crying so much.
I like them.
I feel like if they used a natural-looking lash, it would have been fine. But these huge-ass caterpillars that aren't even cut to fit her eye don't make sense.
The problem is that they used a full set of lashes instead of individual lashes, where they started doing later on in the seasons. Like season four, they started using more individual ones just to add a little bit more, and that makes it look more natural. So, yeah. But I love how they even used
individual lashes in the pilot. Like when Emma closes her eyes to do the handle, you can still see the glue from the individual lashes.
Yeah.
Why do I love the fact that she's still thinking back to the future when she realizes that she should have faded from existence if Snow would have died?
Literally, Charming looks like he has lipstick just swiped across his face.
Yes.
It really does. It looks like someone took like a lip pencil and was just like, there's your scar.
Honestly, that's probably what they did.
And whoever did the makeup for this episode, like, should be fired. Like, this makeup is not good.
and it's a bug.
He's just so
shady
dumb.
Ass blue.
Shady blue.
Am I the only one that wants to know the story behind the black fairy?
I totally do.
Yeah, we all do.
I feel like if we get through the whole like series of Once Upon a Time and Blue isn't like the ultimate big bad, I'm gonna be so disappointed.
Same. Because she knows way too much shit.
She's so shady, and she doesn't have to be.
And she's fake as fuck, like,
She's secretly the black fairy.
Yeah.
That's honestly, I thought that for a while.
Totally works, yeah.
I've also haven't, I can't remember her name, but she always plays, like, questionable people.
Keegan?
Oh, Keegan? Connor Tracy?
Yeah. Yep. Connor Tracy.
Yeah, this is a shade at Keegan. She's a great actress, but...
Oh, I love her, yeah.
Still raining.
Blue Fairy's real shady. It's so beautiful. Keegan wipes her tears because he's so, like, welcoming. It's, like...
That scene hurts. Because she realizes that this is not her mother. This woman has no idea who she is.
Yeah. Oh, look, they brushed Snow's wig, kind of.
Oh, it's a fuckstruck look. I'm sorry.
Yeah, absolutely. M too, like, bloody snowing.
Bloody snowing.
Well, I was actually talking about Captain Swan, but sure.
Oh, yeah. I'm Captain. I'm not snowing right now, so I'm so sorry.
Well, before that, it was Captain Swan, but it's okay.
Either way, both like, of them. Captain yeah, both Swan of them. And snowing. And it's parallel, isn't it? It's parallel, so
yeah.
It's fine. But what do we do with the problem of Marion? What do we
do? I love when he's like, what if there's 6 doors now instead of 7?
Like, he is so
yes.
Out of all the scenarios, out of all the scenarios he could come up with, like, that's what he thinks of.
That's hilarious.
Those are his drinking buddies. Those are the ones that get him drunk and then post it on Twitter.
Loving little buddies, yeah.
Well, technically now there's 6, right? Because one of them quit. Like, Dopey quit.
Oh.
Yeah, because Dopey quit because he was still a tree at the end of the fucking season.
Yeah. It's not a spoiler. The actor is like, I'm not coming back.
Oh.
Which are like, fuck that shit.
Yeah, I don't blame him. And that Adam was like, huh?
Seriously, it felt like there was only one dwarf because Grumpy was the only one who ever talked.
Yeah, or Doc every once in a while.
All Doc said was, the only line Doc ever really has is, my Miata.
Right.
Or he doesn't want to be Grumpy's wingman.
Yeah,
right.
And then Happy Top, because, like, you know, when he was with Snow in the generator, he's like, you got the social media kind of, I can't list it because I can't be arsed.
DVR.
Yeah. You know what I mean? I can't be arsed doing that, mate.
I love the line. Yeah. I always knew there was a pirate
in
Swan.
Yes.
Turns me on every time.
Like, literally?
Can there be, please? Can there be?
Yeah, exactly. Literally.
We've been waiting 5 ever.
No, I think it deserves proper growth. Like, we've had a slow burn, fair enough. But, you know, we need like, I think, traditionals, like marriage and then children. I think later on, you know, maybe in the series, the final season, we'll get children. I don't want to force it out of them because they deserve the best.
Well, no one's Lindsay, saying force that.
Literally, that's how you have children. You force them out.
Lindsay, I was referring to, you know, them having sex.
Yeah, that needs
to be. Oh, yes, coffee. Yes, have a coffee. Give me coffee, please.
Like, drink for season 1, guys.
Back in season 1. The whole this episode in a bush. Pretty much. Majority of it in a bush. Well, do your business in your bush, mate.
Oh my god!
I'll drink to that.
My god.
I love these trolls. They're so ugly.
They're so dumb.
That's why you love them, right?
Yeah. They're so like the makeup.
Ugliness.
The special effects and makeup on the trolls is actually really good.
Is it special effects or is it?
It's makeup. I mean, that's all prosthetics, but yeah. I mean, it was good.
Yeah, this makeup's great.
We were talking about last night, Rachel.
Yeah, we're going to cosplay trolls. And then can we just go around, like, legit trolling people?
Yes.
Literal trolling.
Literal trolling.
Haters. Like, we love the show, and if you're a hater, we hate
you. I can't cosplay anybody besides Rapunzel.
Oh my god. Debbie, you can do whatever you want. You can cosplay Snow.
No, Gabby, you can do Jasmine now. You can do Jasmine.
Okay. I'll be Tiana that's not on the show yet. Okay.
Or Marion.
Oh, Marion, there you go.
Yeah.
You are Jasmine now. I'm sorry, but that'd be awesome.
Okay. I'll be Jasmine.
Yes.
I don't know. The only person I can think for me is Zelina.
You, yeah, that would be fun.
Jimmy,
I
you
want,
make
I
such a badass Zelina. Do it.
Okay.
Get your shit together for Van. We're gonna have a whole group. Come on, guys. Learn how to sew.
Oh, this season one scene. Oh.
They look like such infants.
I know, and they're so precious. But look, Emma's crying. It's so emotional. Like, okay, a false lash is a bit extreme, but
not,
you know, she's
not
emotional.
Everyone gets to watch their parents fall in love. That's
yeah,
such
her
a beautiful.
Eyelashes
thing.
Should not go to her eyebrows. I'm sorry. Her eyebrows.
Absolutely, I agree.
This is
so extreme.
This is such great season one, charming, like Charming and Snow flashbacks. It's so precious.
This is the infancy of Gosh too.
It
is.
Yeah.
I love this part
like
when
she's in bushes. It's so cute.
I love the part where Emma looks at Killian when he's not looking.
Yeah.
Yes.
That looks like a fuck struck moment right there.
Emma, when Killian says it, Emma knows deep down exactly what he's talking about. It's
exactly.
Like, yes, I'm a dick. I'm sorry.
Yeah. When she said that it took her parents a while to accept their feelings, I'm like, who's
running the family? Yeah.
But I love how he's still patient. Like, he's totally fine with waiting.
He's always supporting her and everything.
Why he's
so.
That's why he's the perfect man.
Also why he's fictional.
Yes, exactly.
Thanks for reminding me, Ray.
You're welcome. Ray, Gabby, Inks Brigade, here we go.
I mean, like, I love Regina as the evil queen. No one could ever beat her as the evil queen. It's incredible.
Can we say how much Colin had to carry around Christy?
He is so strong, yes. And Emma's hair is still perfect. I mean, how many days has she had a hair like that? It's so fucking perfect.
Remember when these spoiler pics came out with them in their costumes?
Yes.
And we had no idea what was going on because it was all studio stuff.
Hi, yeah. Christy.
Hello.
Hey.
Hey, baby.
Hey, sorry, I disappeared for a second.
Okay. You should be.
So we're currently at Rumpel going.
Yeah, no, we're in Rumpelstiltskin's castle, and they're like talking about things.
I just want to see behind the scenes of like, all right, let me just put you over my shoulder.
You know, exactly.
Yeah, totally. Oh, look, he's getting his sword out. That's fucking sexy, isn't it? How sexy is that? Is getting his sword out.
Can I be Christy for that scene?
Right.
And then, that's actually Christy. I think that's probably just like a stunt dummy.
Yeah, it probably is.
It's probably a big ass doll.
Yeah.
And then Christy when we see her face.
Yeah.
There you go.
Like that's probably Christy when he like puts her on the table.
But still, I mean, come on.
Yeah, check yourself out in the mirror, baby.
Yes, you're handsome again.
You never weren't handsome, me, Jesus Christ.
I love how he just starts going through things, like, what's all this stuff?
I'm my dashing self again, it's fine, it's totally
stop
fine.
Stop touching things that don't belong to you!
But also, bless you for touching that, because that's Emma's
Agenda. Yes, it does, it is.
It gives Emma, like, her best friend.
Oh, this is my other scene I had on my list.
This is such an important scene.
Does anyone else think that Emma was totally faking it that entire time? That she actually did have her powers back?
Oh, yeah, for sure.
I don't think she was faking
it. Well, and
it.
Like,
it's
all emotional,
like
you know? Like,
she wasn't in tune with it.
She didn't want those powers at the time, so therefore, if you don't want them, you know, you can suppress them.
Did anyone see the post about them saying that Emma was Dorothy in this whole arc?
I like that.
And she says her like I want to go home or whatever.
I want to stop running.
I wish it would work. I want to stop running. I want to go back or whatever. Yeah.
Yeah.
Oh wow! I didn't see that.
I didn't either.
Yeah, that's her clicking her heels together three times.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, that's her three clicks. And I love that. I thought it was so perfect.
God, the way that Jen delivers "I saved her and I lost her too" is so heartbreaking.
It is.
And that one tear.
Oh, the single tear.
Jen is our queen.
She is queen of the single tear. Yeah.
There's literally a subtitle right now that says twinkling.
Look at the way he's smiling at her. Oh my goodness, fuck structure.
Alright, I'm gonna make a gift set of his like little encouraging head nods because he does it so much.
He does.
Yes.
He's like the hero.
He's so supportive.
Babes. Whooshing.
Whooshing.
Drink.
Why does it look like a butthole? I'm sorry, it does.
What kind of buttholes are you looking at?
Yeah, Jenna, like, that's not a butthole.
Guys, I'm drunk and you almost made me choke on my schnapps.
Ah, choking! Choking at yourself
by calling the portal a butthole.
This Rumpel scene really breaks me, though.
Yeah.
It does.
Did he, though? Did he really die to save you all?
Oh, this. But remember who wrote this episode. It was Adam and Eddie.
Okay.
I like how quiet we get.
Yeah, how can...
Because honestly, we're just waiting for Justine's reaction for the scene.
You're just waiting for my reaction.
Waiting for the truth bomber.
I didn't really like her voice in this scene at all.
Well, it broke a lot.
She's a party hero.
I love this moment.
This moment is great.
What am I doing in here?
What the hell am I doing in here?
Oh, Kim, you did it perfectly.
What the hell am I doing in here?
That was perfect, Kim.
And the phone is still
singing. Emma, like, why did you pick that picture for your dad's contact picture?
That's what I'm saying. Right? It's a total promo picture.
Yeah.
You see how far they went?
Michelle has a problem with using pictures, like, from scenes where there's clearly no one around to take that picture.
Well, it was the same in season four with Neil,
yeah,
like, that picture.
Yeah, there's that Neil picture. And it's them and the bug. It's like, who took this picture?
No one did.
It's a ghost.
A little fat baby.
Oh, this is my favorite charming moment. Family charming moment.
Charming family.
And they're like, why are you hugging us? They'll accept that.
But they both did the head, you know, thing.
Josh Jalas is like, yeah, I've made that a big thing.
Yeah, I read that interview that's like a thing that he does because it's
ego.
I can't remember it because
Snow did it too. It was so sweet.
Yeah, but it's a thing that Josh does.
I know.
Really. Yeah. And it's so emotional. And we don't judge her. Like, she's crying like literally, and we don't judge her either way. It's like, that is the one time that I think, like, Snowing literally, because later on in the Frozen arc, a bit of dicks.
I'm sorry, that baby is staring at Snow.
Oh, God, where the
fuck are you?
Where are you still there?
Huh?
She's gone.
I'm having too many emotions. I'm sorry.
I hate this name though.
This whole trend in general of naming children after dead characters. Like,
well, that's the thing. Like, Robin.
I don't mind them naming characters after dead characters. That's like a Jewish thing. It is really important to Judaism.
Yeah.
So I understand it and why they incorporate that into the show. I just hate this particular name. I think it's stupid.
They should have went with Leo.
Yeah.
They should have stuck with Leo.
Emma's like, where's Killian? She goes outside.
My parents named my baby brother this dumbass name. I need to leave for a second.
I wonder what happens next.
Slight, like, heartbreak. Like, why did you do this?
Emma going outside.
Where's Hook?
No, you're too far ahead. Shut up.
Yeah, Lindsay, pause your shit.
Yeah, yours is like really far.
Yeah.
Okay, now we're at the Granny's Diner.
Granny's Diner.
Yeah, I got. All right,
guys. Here we go.
Oh my goodness, people.
Oh God, here it comes.
Quiet.
Everyone just be quiet, please.
Yeah, just appreciate it.
I just will never get over her, like, realizing that something's not right because he's not there with them.
Yes, like, thank you, Sarah.
It's my everything.
I know. That's the moment.
I love this.
Like, so
I know
sweet.
How you kiss. I would have gone after her. Like, the fact that one fucking kiss, one drunken kiss in a pub would make him want to chase her forever. Like,
yeah,
easily.
I thought he was talking about the Neverland kiss. Which he
Neverland kiss, yeah. Yeah, I know, but he still, he said, like, I would have gone after her, like.
Well, he would have gone after her if he remembered the
the
bar.
That's what I'm
the
saying.
The damn kiss. It's so it's so hot, like. Drop and Killian was the first time like Emma fully confronted him, and Killian was like, okay, she's actually full on confronting me. Let's be honest, and Emma is like, okay, let's do this.
Alright, guys. It's coming.
Fuck!
Not yet.
It's not easy to come by.
Barb, you have something of value to trade.
It's totally not
that.
Trade what you
trade. Here we go!
He's caressing her hair. Like, he's so gentle with her.
I'm always watching the lips, man. The lips are so sweet and soft. Like, oh my goodness.
And then we have to ruin it with this after.
Oh no.
Robert's tie is. That tie knot is way too big.
I love Belle's hat.
Belle's outfit is
tiny. Look at how tiny his head looks.
Who gets married in it? In a peacoat.
Belle. I actually didn't like Belle's wedding look. I liked it.
I'm sorry.
I like
the wedding scene.
I love the
whatever.
Wedding.
Why does she always wear 8-inch heels? Like, I don't understand.
She's
so short.
Wedding
dress,
she's
like
fine
like
with nothing.
So she can run around with those things on.
Be able to be in shot with her co-stars.
Right? Look. She's in like what? 6-inch fucking stilettos, and she's still shorter than Bobby, who's not that tall. Like,
but when you see her run in scenes with those, it's like, whoa.
Poor woman.
She's a very good actress.
Yes.
Say that.
That is some 1920s realness, and I love the outfit.
But seriously, I love the wedding scene and how their vows.
Oh, and the vows.
The vows overlap on the other couple.
I wasn't just unloving and unloved and unloving. I was an enemy of love.
Enemy of love.
And then cut back to Captain Swan making out.
And they're still making out.
Still making out.
I love that
My walls are rough, but you brought them down.
Yes.
You brought me the best one right here. You brought me home, which is like this entire season arc.
I hate that they weren't making out when Outlaw Queen came up. They should have still been making out. Sorry.
Yeah. Right, yeah.
I love Regina's dress in this scene with the scarf and everything. I love it.
Yeah, it's a good look for her.
Kissing for days.
Oh, look
at
the paisley pattern on her.
This is one of the best finales ever. Like, I don't care who you are.
It is the best season finale. Excuse you.
Just in, like, season finale.
It's been the 100th episode.
For all us canon folks, I mean, it compliments us all.
I mean, for 2 seconds, every shipper was happy, maybe, except for one small group. But
canon.
All the canon shippers were happy for 2 seconds.
Exactly.
It's chipped.
I'm sorry. It looks like Belle had like an audition for Anything Goes. And then was like, oh shit, I have to get buried too today? All right, I'll just go straight from there.
Oh my god.
It's bummer.
Honestly, I wish Killian and Emma were still making out.
Yes, thank you, right?
Yes.
Still being over there making out. Like,
remember, like, when they were filming this and people were on set for filming spoilers, and they had, like, people could see this kiss, like, the outlaw scene. queen kiss.
You left,
but the captain's one, the black kiss, yeah, they had blocked the... off.
Yeah. It was. It blocked it off, like...
They could at least... Kind
of, we all assumed, okay, obviously this is going to be Captain Swan kiss, because they blocked it off.
That was the last pure, happy Outlaw Queen moment.
Yep, pretty much.
Oh, here we go. Here
I
we
love how she
go.
Sees Regina, but totally missed her husband walking in, even though she's... Like, I know we want the shock factor, but still.
I mean, you would have noticed.
Also, Lana's got some, like, sperm brows going on, and I'm not a fan.
What?
Not so much
her
in this.
Her eyebrows look
very... Well, they're kind of looking to them. They're, like, so, like... They help
I love
because...
this. She touches him. I'm sorry. That's just...
They yeah. help each other, like, they're so in sync. It's great.
But seriously, look at how spermy her brows look.
I like her eyebrows.
Oh, here we go.
I don't know much about makeup, Marianne? Though, so...
Marianne?
Oh, I love Sean, but his cry face is so...
Yeah, his. I feel like Sean. I Mama? Love Sean physically. Mama? He's not that good of an actor.
Mama.
Oh, that's Mama. It's just so manipulative.
Oh, Roland, my baby.
Shit. I love Roland. He's so adorable.
I'm gonna miss
Roland.
Roland
is being
so
screwed over.
Yes, he was screwed over.
Justice for Roland.
Can we have a grown-up Roland? Like.
Yeah.
I have fresh fix about that. It's great.
I want, like, a villain Roland. He's
technically older than Emma is.
Yeah.
This.
Regina needs to grow up. She needs to grow up here. Grow the fuck up, mate.
I wasn't gonna say it. I was trying to be nice.
Yes, be nice, people.
Yes!
Regina needs to.
I thought that they were gonna go to Atlantis and that they were gonna bring in Ursula. And so it took me a minute because I was like, oh, it's water. It's Ursula. Yes, Ursula's coming. And then it takes the form of Elsa, and I lost it.
Yeah, I saw everyone say Genie, and I was like, no, it's Elsa. It's Frozen.
I knew right away it was Elsa, but I never liked Frozen. Sorry, Justine, but I never liked Frozen. And I was like, I was excited to see.
Blasphemy. You don't like Frozen.
I know.
Get
I'm sorry.
Out of here.
I know.
I'm
hanging up now.
I knew it was Frozen through spoilers, but like I was still very excited because
I was excited.
You know, it's very popular. Like, okay, this show is going to get a budget increase. Come on,
right?
You think all the fans are going to come?
From the one that Gordina wears. Look at how different it is.
I like this one better.
I love the beating on the wrist.
Yeah.
Also,
I like the cape.
The girl had the walk. Elsa here. She with had that the sassy walk. Because it's obviously not Georgina.
No.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, they haven't cast
She hadn't been cast yet. But she totally had that walk down.
That walk was
I love Georgina as Elsa. She
Georgina brilliant. Killed it as Elsa.
Both of them, and Elizabeth.
Georgina and Elizabeth killed it.
Like, oh, Elizabeth absolutely fantastic.
Was
and, Scott, and Scott. Scott killed it as
yes,
too.
Fantastic.
I know. Oh, yeah. I miss the Frozen cast so much. They were
yeah,
so
me
good.
Too. I love
so yeah, Captain Swan is canon now. They're officially true love.
Yay!
But it's nice to see like, when they start out.
Yeah.
And get all the feels.
All of them.
I mean, that episode is just like...
It's the icing on the cake, that one.
It just made all
it really solidified everything.
I mean, we are just so blessed that we got a 2 hours of Captain Swan like that.
Yes.
Yeah.
As well, because like the whole season we were just like teased and like, okay, we would get excited when we like smiled at each other or glanced at each other, and then suddenly, oh my god, we're literally legit now, because I'm sorry, but you saw that kiss. I mean, you can't deny that.
Yeah, this was also the first season we got a double hour season finale.
It was.
And,
yes.
And everyone was excited for it, but no one thought, like, ahead of time, like, this is going to be a full, like, Captain Swan, like, just homage to, like, Captain Swan.
I just
and, like,
love how
solidifying their relationship. And it was just so perfect.
The thing I love about this episode is it literally, it feels like fan fiction. It feels like Adam and Eddie went through, like, fanfic.net and was like, all right, what are they like? They like Princess and Pirate, and they like time travel. Cool. We'll give them that.
Right.
But yeah, like, oh, that ball scene. That ball scene just felt so wonderfully fan fiction-y.
It's and so I was just like, this is real. Like, this is canon. Like, this happening.
Yeah.
There we go.
Bring up the idea of it being a fan fiction. So what you're saying is it's like a fan fiction based on their actual fan fiction of Disney. So is it like fanficception?
I mean, can we all like just realize that this entire show is fan fiction? It's fan fiction, right? Of Disney characters with an OC.
Yes. It is.
Which is the best thing about it.
Yeah, I was just going to say, it's like, it is the best thing that has ever happened. The best thing ever.
Kim, are you still sober?
Yep.
Aw, Kim, so sorry.
I'm sorry.
I drank a whole bottle of wine.
Still. Wow. But, see, wine is shit. You need to switch to liquor.
Yeah, I drank a bottle of wine hours ago.
I've had, like, 3 glasses of liquor.
You guys, I drank half a bottle of schnapps.
Half a bottle of rum. And a bottle of wine.
Yeah, I think I've drank half a bottle of vodka.
A bottle of wine and half a bottle of rum.
On that note, let's just wrap this up.
Yeah. Yes. Okay.
So, next week, we are going to do our first fan fiction episode.
Yeah! Yes!
And we're going to talk about Modern World AUs.
Yeah.
And we're going to do interviews, and it's going to be amazing, and we're really excited about it.
Yes, it's going to be fantastic.
It's
going to be, the best episode yet. Seriously.
And it's our one-week countdown. It's our one-week countdown to season 6. So I feel like...
Guys, you're just making me sad.
Aww. Don't be sad. Get glad. Yeah. Oh, yeah, Gabby won't be here.
Yeah, I won't, but I will listen to it once it's posted.
Yeah, so we have a lot of fun things planned for next week, so stay tuned. In the meantime, continue to check us out on all of our social media. We are at OUACS Podcast on Twitter, Tumblr, Instagram, WordPress, YouTube, Facebook, Gmail.
All of it.
All the things.
All the things.
We are on iTunes, we are on Audio Boom, we are on Pocket Cast. Okay, so we will see you next week for our first fanfiction episode.
Woo-hoo.
Bye.
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 Love you guys.
We love you all.